Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. War planes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government have conducted a massive raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes hit eastern Aleppo. Fresh round of bombing came just before today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks over Syria earlier this month. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old, had been granted asylum, arrived in Germany early last year. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and called the police after they identified him as a wanted man. This man, given the assumed name of Mohammed A. to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would plan such an act, given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. Spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties that Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkargah, and dozens more have been wounded, the Taliban continuing to stage repeated attacks. This is VOA News.